The Asian Carp Action Plan for this year is out. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This is the plan U.S. and Canadian agencies put together to try to stop carp from spreading.
The most important priorities for us in controlling Asian carp is to keep them out of the Great Lakes.
That's Charlie Woolley with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Woolley says they're continuing to monitor the Great Lakes and the rivers feeding the lakes for carp, and they'll be testing new technology in the field.
We're trying to develop a couple of new deterrents. One is the use of right now of carbon dioxide and underwater sound to deter Asian carp from movements through locks or other types of chambers.
Woolley says they're especially concerned about keeping bighead and silver carp out of the lakes. Fertile grass carp have been found in Lakes Ontario, Michigan, and Erie, and scientists have found evidence grass carp are reproducing naturally in some tributaries to Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. The state's energy regulating agency has issued some decisions that should relieve some of the financial burden on large companies that want to become greener. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Bell's Brewery near Kalamazoo wants to be a sustainable company for generations to come. So being able to produce cleaner energy on site would be a good thing. Walker Modick is Bell's sustainability manager. He says he hasn't been able to make a business case for any green projects because of something called standby rates. Standby rates are hefty backup fees that utilities charge for the times a company's own source of power is not available for some reason.
Standby rates add a cost consequence that makes those renewable technologies more difficult to make a strong business case for.
Two recent decisions by the Michigan Public Service Commission could help Modick make that business case. One applies to cogeneration plants. These plants use natural gas very efficiently to produce both electricity and heat. The commission says DTE Energy and Consumers Energy have been charging owners of cogen plants too much in standby rates. Douglas Jester is with Five Lakes Energy. That's a consulting firm that works on clean energy issues. Jester says the reduction in the rate is modest, so it isn't going to make all sorts of companies go, "Wow, let's us build a cogeneration plant now." But Jester says the commission is hinting it could reduce the rates for cogen plants much more in the future.
And if that happened, then I think we would see people doing it because of the fuel efficiency savings.
When it comes to solar energy, the commission's decision may make it suddenly affordable for a company to put in a big solar array. Standby rates are now completely lifted for solar.
Removing standby charges should cause some of those facilities to be built.
Walker Modick of Bell's Brewery says he hasn't had a chance yet to crunch the new numbers, but
I'm optimistic. I am only just getting my arms around that decision from the commission, but I'm definitely optimistic.
So solar panels on the Bell's Brewery factory roof, maybe even a cogeneration plant on the grounds, that could be in the company's near and midterm future. Now, these kinds of projects are very expensive, so the commission's decisions will only help big companies with big budgets. Many small companies and homeowners can't afford the upfront cost of a green energy system like solar or geothermal. They have to rely on their utility for their energy. But there's good news on that front as well. Just last week, DTE Energy and Consumers Energy promised to increase their use of renewable energy to 25% by the year 2030. And to boost energy efficiency by 25% as well. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.